Men.
Aren't you going to wash your hands before you eat?
No, I wrap the toilet paper around my fingers like an oven mitt. You can catch a puck with it.
So, Mom, what brings you to our neck of the woods?
I'm showing a house down the beach. Thought I'd swing by and see my grandson.
Ta-da!
Nice house?
Oh, magnificent. And priced to move. The owner lost everything in the stock market, killed himself.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no, he didn't do it in the house. Thank God. Even with an ocean view, suicide homes are a bitch to unload. Keep that in mind in case you ever want to teach your brother a lesson.
Thanks for the tip.
Good morning, Alan. Morning, Jake. Satan.
Good morning, darling. Two coffee cups. Did you have a friend spend the night?
Yes, I did.
Couldn't get her to stand on the trap door, huh?
Charlie, I don't have time for coffee, so... Oh, hello.
Hello.
Chelsea, this is my mother. Mom, this is Chelsea.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Welcome back to the States.
Thank you. Where have I been?
Charlie says you have a place in Italy.
You know, Chelsea, sometimes when I'm drunk, I make up stories, so... you know, grain of salt.
That is quite an engagement ring.
Thank you.
Does your fiancé know about this one?
My fiancé is this one.
You want me to put this in a travel mug?
You didn't tell your mother we're engaged?
If she hadn't sold me the house, she wouldn't even know where I live.
When were you going to tell her about me? At the wedding?
Well, technically, I think we have up to a year after that.
Shame on you. I am so sorry.
It's all right, dear. I'm used to it. Although a phone call would have been nice. It's good to meet you. Excuse me.
So, yay or nay on the travel mug?
Charlie, you just broke your mother's heart. How is that funny?
It's not. Guys, a little respect.
What is wrong with you?
Same stuff as always. Nothing new.
Does this smell like butt to you?
I'm glad you came over.
That was the plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I thought you might still be angry with me.
I'm not angry, Charlie. I'm just disappointed.
Gee, I'd kind of prefer it if you were angry.
Why?
Because angry sex is hot. Disappointed sex is, well, we might as well be married.
Just brush your teeth.
Brushing.
Look, I understand you have a difficult relationship with your mom.
Uh-huh.
But it makes things kind of tough on me.
Hey, I don't expect you to dislike her right away. Give it time. Let it happen naturally.
That's not funny. If I'm going to marry into your family, I want us to act like a family. Care for each other.
With my family, it's kind of either or.
Let me put it this way. I'm taking your mother to lunch on Thursday.
You're doing what?
I'm not going to participate in this childish little feud of yours.
It's not a childish feud. Boy.
Come on, Charlie. What's wrong with me having a warm and healthy relationship with your mother?
Well, for starters, you'll be the only one. Ever.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
No, I'm not being dramatic enough. I should be wearing tights and holding a skull. Preferably hers.
It's just lunch.
That's what Hitler said to Czechoslovakia.
Hitler said it's just lunch?
Well, he said it in German. Watch the History Channel.
Charlie, I'm not doing this to hurt you. Did you ever think that by my spending time with your mother, I can get a better understanding of you?
Chelsea, trust me. Any insight you gain into me via my mother will end our relationship faster than catching me in bed with a farm animal.
Just relax. It'll be fine.
That's what Hitler said to Poland. And for the record, as long as we've been going out, I've never met your mother.
My mother's in Illinois.
Oh, yeah. And my mother's in Italy.
My mother really lives in Illinois. And besides, when you meet her, you will count your blessings you have someone as wonderful as your mom.
Tell you what. I'll trade you, sight unseen, my mom for you.
Charlie.
I'll even throw in Alan and a couple of Omaha steaks.
Come here.
No, I don't want to. I'm too upset.
Okay. Good night.
I'm sorry, I can't separate my emotions from my body.
I understand.
I don't want to punish you. I'm just saying, if my heart's not in it, then it's just my penis going through the motions.
Well, we certainly wouldn't want that. Good night.
Good night.
Charlie, I'm sleeping.
I know. Can you just wake up enough so it's not weird? Never mind, sweet dreams.
Okay, let me remind you, this is Malibu beachfront property. The previous owner had a spectacular view as he filled his pockets with rocks and jumped into the pool.
Mom?
Hang on. No, it's not a suicide home. At most, it's suicide adjacent. All right, get back to me. What are you doing here?
What, I can't come visit my mother at work?
Well, I suppose you could, but I've been here for 22 years and you never have.
Well, maybe if you validated parking. Or any part of my life.
What do you want, Charlie?
Okay, first of all, I want to apologize for not telling you about Chelsea and the engagement. I know that was wrong and selfish of me.
Thank you.
Good. Glad we got that out of the way. So, I understand you guys are having lunch tomorrow.
Yes, we are. Is that a problem?
No, 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 it's great. I came all the way down here and paid for my own parking and tell you it's great.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's put our cards on the table. What's your angle?
Angle? I have no angle.
Yeah, and I have no hangover.
Charlie, if you're really going to marry this woman, I want to get started on the right foot with her. I don't want to make the same mistake I made with Alan's wife, June.
Judith.
Oh, whatever. Heinous woman. The fact remains, had I overlooked that and welcomed her into the family, she wouldn't have kept me at arm's length all during Jake's formative years, and I'd have a better relationship with him today.
Do you want a better relationship with him?
Not the way he is now. But if I'd gotten to him earlier, he wouldn't have the manners of an outhouse rat.
So, bottom line, you want a good relationship with Chelsea so you can get your hooks into the next generation?
Can't I just want to be a loving mother and grandmother?
Well, I suppose you could, but I've been here 40 years and you never have.
Evelyn Harper. Oh, hello, Dr. Yakimura. What's up? Oh, that is good news. What's the address? Nice neighborhood. Thanks for the tip.
What's the good news?
Massive coronary in Brentwood. 6 bedrooms, 4 baths, and a fully equipped gym that idiot shouldn't have been using. Excuse me. Mommy has to fly faster than the other vultures.
I
Sarah took me to the most adorable little restaurant.
No kidding.
It's called Mon Grenier du Vivre. You know what that means?
Probably the spider's web.
Charlie.
The devil's barbecue?
Be nice.
Sorry. Bitch in the box. So what'd you guys talk about?
You know, everything. She's so smart and funny. She's been through so much. She's a real survivor.
Just remember, in order for her to be a survivor, others had to die.
Okay, that's enough. Your mom's a terrific lady. And I'm starting to think that any problem you have with her is your problem, not hers.
Oh, damn, it's too late. You're infected with the virus.
Stop it.
I'm sorry, but when you fall asleep tonight, I'm gonna have to set you on fire.
Shut up. Believe me, when you meet my mom, you'll thank God for Evelyn.
What the hell is your mom? A rabid werewolf that craps hot lava on people?
Never mind about my mother. Let's play.
I don't know.
What's the matter?
All this talk about mothers, I'm not in the mood.
I bet I could get you in the mood.
Maybe, but it'd be a cheap manipulation.
All right. But don't come rubbing up against me in the middle of the night.
I won't.
Fine. Good night.
Good night.
Don't even think about it.
Listen, you gotta do me a favor.
That's what I live for.
Sarcasm is for winners, Alan.
What can I do for you?
Chelsea's somehow gotten it into her head that Mom is, you know, human. You need to set her straight.
Why don't you set her straight?
I tried, but she doesn't believe me. Probably because I turned out okay. She needs to hear about Mom from somebody whose life is completely wrecked and unsalvageable, i.e. you.
Thanks. And what do you expect me to say?
I don't know. Just tell her about your phobias, your obsessions, your failures with work, marriage, and parenthood. She'll connect the dots.
You know what? I think I'll pass.
Oh, come on. I always back you up when you need me.
What if you ever back me up?
Okay, let's just stay focused on my problems.
Listen, Charlie, I'm not going to argue that we didn't have a difficult childhood, but really, who had a good one? And isn't it time we forgive and forget?
Where's this coming from?
No, I'm just saying that maybe our lives would be richer if we let go of this pointless resentment toward our mother and just move on with our lives.
She got to you, didn't she?
What are you talking about?
What did she do? Pay off your car? Get that dead black tooth fixed?
Listen to yourself. Excuse me, I have to go to work.
Old Ed?
What?
Your watch.
What about it?
It doesn't have Hamburglars on the wristband.
So?
Let me see it.
No, it's mine.
Let me see it. See it. This is a Rolex. You sold me out for a watch.
Hey, I did not sell you out for a watch. I sold you out for a certified Swiss chronometer. Stainless steel Submariner, waterproofed up to 300 meters. And look, it winds itself.
Put it on your right arm, it'll run forever.
Hey, look what else I got.
Genuine porcelain veneer.
From an English-speaking dentist.
From an English-speaking dentist.
Hey, Jake, I need a favor.
Sorry, I can't say bad things about Grandma.
Okay, what did she buy you? New guitar? Mini bike?
Pizza.
You sold me out for a pizza?
Not just a pizza, a meat lover's pizza.
M is for the misery she caused. O is for the other things she did. T is for the traitor who's my brother. H is for the hump who is his kid.
No, it's true. They can bleach anything these days.
Really? It's gotta burn like hell. Oh,
like a lit cigar. But it's worth it. Curb appeal isn't just for the front door.
E is for extremely frightening girl talk.
Oh, hey, honey.
How was shopping? Mom, pick up any new souls?
Charlie, that's uncalled for.
It's okay, Chelsea. He can't help himself.
Yes, he can. There's no excuse for speaking to your mother that way.
You don't know that.
Evelyn, thank you for a wonderful day.
Pleasure was mine. It's nice to be appreciated for a change.
Are we on for yoga tomorrow?
Can't wait. Oh, and of course, you and Charlie are coming for dinner on Saturday.
We wouldn't miss it.
Actually, Gels, we have plans on Saturday, remember?
What plans?
Oh, for God's sake, can't you just play along?
We'll be there.
Wonderful. Ta-ta.
Proud of yourself?
Not really. I lost that one. R is for the rifle in my mouth. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that's only half of how I feel.
Hello, I am Alain Cousteau. I left the Calypso at 0500 hours and have descended to a depth of 60 fathoms. And yet, my Rolex is keeping perfect time. Oh, look, there goes a giant squid.
Alan?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I got no good answer. It's Saturday night and I'm all alone.
Do you know where Charlie is? We're supposed to be at your mother's at 7.
Oh, you are cutting it close.
Have you seen him?
Not for a couple of hours. Have you tried to sell?
I did. There's no answer. I'm getting worried.
Chelsea, I'm home.
Thank goodness.
I return to the deep.
Where have you been?
Picking up a little surprise for you. Come on in.
Mom? Hello, sweetie. Oh, ooh, feels like you gave up on the Jenny Craig, huh? What are you doing here?
I flew her in from Illinois.
First class, very swanky. Of course, I had some rich Jew lawyer chewing my ear off the whole way.
Tell her about the food.
Oh, the food was terrific. But the flight attendant was a colored homo. Really, I'm glad they make him pick up the dinner rolls with tongs, because I can't risk the AIDS.
I hope you didn't fill up. We're going to my mom's for dinner.
Oh, how nice. Now, be honest with me, Charlie. You're so dark and handsome, you gotta have some Dago in you, right?
God, I love your mom.
That was the worst dinner of my life.
Really? I thought the two moms hit it off. kind of country mouse, city mouse. Especially like the part when country mouse kicked off her shoes, put her big yellow bunions up on city mouse's mahogany coffee table, and asked her how she liked having a commie Arab for a president.
You've made your point, Charlie.
Point? Whatever do you mean?
Leave my mother alone, and I'll leave yours alone.
Well, gosh, I don't know. I'm really taking a shine to your mom. She promised to teach me how to chew tobacco and burn a cross.
Do we have a deal or not?
Deal. Come here.
I'm not in the mood.
All right. You'll be rubbing up against me in the middle of the night.
Don't worry, I won't. Good night.
Good night. All right, I was bluffing. Feel free to rub.
Rub yourself.
Chels?
What?
Can you watch me so it's not weird?